Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Nun, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabeis at the Mishnah. K'masei b'chol kach masei b'shabbos ele shahaya memale me'er shabbos chavash shal zov she'ina mekudeshes min ha'shiluach ha'manicha b'lishcha. The Mishnah says that its performance on Shabbos is the same as on a weekday, except that before Shabbos they would fill a non-sanctified golden barrel of water from the Shiluach spring and leave it overnight in one of the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash in order to use it for the water libations. Nishpacha or Niskalsa Haimalim Nakio, Shamayim Bayain Magulim Psulim Meal Gabi Hamizbech. If the water was spilt or left uncovered overnight, they would fill up the flask from the Kio, which is the washing station used for washing the hands and feet of the Kohanim before they would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And this was needed because water and wine left uncovered overnight are disqualified for use on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Lamali She'ena Mekudeshes Vafil Mekudeshes. Lekein am Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chinana b'shem Rabbi Yasa, b'kidashti et ha-mizbeach, v'haya mizbeach kodesh kodashim, ma mizbeach eina mekadesh ela bedas, af ha-kelim leikadesh ela bedas. The Gemara asks the question, why must the golden barrel be non-sanctified? Did Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chinana quote Rabbi Yasa, didn't they say that the Pasuk says in Shemoyth Perk Mem, Pasuk Yud, you shall sanctify the mizbeach and the mizbeach shall be holy of holies? Then we learn that just as the Mizbech only sanctifies with intention, so the vessels only sanctify with intention. Chizkiah Amar Shalayuhu Oimim Ra'inu Mayim Shinismalu Lekidush Yadayim Vaglayim Nifsalim Belina. Chizkiah answered that in order that people shouldn't say, we saw water that was sanctified for washing the hands and feet that became disqualified from being left overnight. The Beis Yanai Oimim Shalayuhu Oimim Ra'inu Me'achag Nifsalim Belina. One of the house of Yanai said that in order that they should not say, we saw the festival waters were disqualified through being left overnight. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'nei Maras Ayin v'Liyadin in Kador the Chizkiah in Kador the Bianai Divya Kol. Rabbi Yochanan says that because of the issue of Maras Ayin suspicion, it's unclear whether he agreed with Chizkiah or Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Padas b'shem Rabbi Hoshea may Sota in his son Belina. Rabbi Padas quoted Rabbi Hoshea saying that the Sota waters become disqualified if left overnight. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Una Kol She'ain Rav Acha quoting Rav Una said that anything that's not sacrificed on the Mizbeach does not become disqualified if left overnight, and he disagrees with Rav Padas. Havin by Mema, Ova Behevi Kasha. They suggested if he left wine or water overnight and it was brought, that it would be valid. Tana Rav Yoshia, Jeremiah, Koimi Rav Yona, Shamayim, Vayayin, Amagulim, Psulim, Me'al Gami Mizbeach. We bring a brisa from Rishur, the Daromian, to Rabbi Yonah, he said water and wine that were left uncovered are disqualified from use on the Mizbeach. Mai taima, v'se'echa min ha'soin min ha'masayim imashka yisol, v'dorashu muta li yisol. The reasoning is from the Pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Memhei, Pasuk Tezvov, and one sheep from 200 from the fattened animals of yisol, for an ola offering, a mincha offering. This teaches that all sacrifices must come from something that's permitted to Yisrael, which is not the case for water that was left uncovered, because there's a concern that a snake drank from it and releases venom, and it may not be consumed. Ad kadoin mayim, yayin amar rav shusai, hamasamech elukim ba'anoshim. This teaches that uncovered water is prohibited. As for wine, which can be filtered to remove the venom, Rav Shavsai said from a pasuk in Shoftim Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Gimel, wine that brings joy to Hashem and to men, although filtering removes the venom, a person will not be happy when drinking it, as he will be concerned that some venom still remained. Therefore, it may not be used for the libations. Hadnalach Perek Lulav V'Arava. And we begin now the last perek of Sukkah Perek Achalil. Says the Mishnah, Chalil, Chamisha, V'Shisha, Ze Chalil She'Beis HaShoeva, She'Nadricha Lo Yishabbos V'Lo Yomtev. The Mishnah teaches that the flute is used for 5 or 6 days of Sukkot. This is the flute of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which are the celebrations for the water drawing, which does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Amu Kol Mishu Lo Yirah Simchas Beis HaShoeva Lo Yirah Simcha Miyomav. They said whoever didn't see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva has never seen real joy in his life. The Gemara says, Ha Shel Korban Doiche. The Mishnah implies that playing the flute at the time of the Musaf offering does override Shabbos and Yom Tov. Masisin Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani, as it appears in the Baisa, Chalil Shel Korban Doiche Es HaShabbos Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda V'chamayim Eina Doiche Lo Es HaShabbos V'lo Es HaYom Tov. Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says that the flute of the Korban overrides Shabbos. The Chacham say it does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Taman Taninan V'Shnei Masayim V'Shana Achalil Makeh לפני המזבח, בשחית את הפסח הראשון, בשחית את הפסח השני, וביום טוב הראשון של הפסח, וביום העצרת, ושמונה ימי החג, ויש שמונה בלי שבת. The Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah in Erechin. The flute is sounded before the Mizbeach on 12 days of the year, when slaughtering the first and second Korban Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, on the day of Shavuos, and on the 8 days of Sukkot. Can there be 8 days without Shabbos? Rabbi Yosi Amala, Stam, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabun B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi said the answer without mentioning the one who said it. Rabbi Yosi Rabun quoted the answer from Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the music that accompanies the Korban overrides Shabbos, as we said before. Avdaitan de Elaine Rabbanon, Lama Eina Deichem Mishim Sheina Mechuvah. According to these Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, it does not override Shabbos because it's not clear that the Torah requires musical instruments to accompany a Korban. V'akziv v'ha'am mechalolim mechalolim. The Gemara asks, what doesn't the Pasuk say in Melachim Aleph, Perk Aleph, Pasuk Mem, and the people play the flutes? The Gemara answers, B'simchas Shloima kosam medabe. This Pasuk is discussing the rejoicing of King Shloima upon building the first temple. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Abba bar Mamal, v'samachta v'simchas leivav kohilech b'chalil, Kazman Shachalil Noyeg, Ahalel Noyeg. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Abba Mamal, says that the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Chavtes, the song will be yours like the night of the consecration of the festival, and your heart shall rejoice like one who walks the flute. Whenever the flute is used, Halel is recited. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Lama koyrin es Ahalel, kov shivas yimei achag, keneged alulav, shu mischadish kol shiva. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rabbi Mamal, said, why is Hallel recited on all 7 days of Sukkot, but on Pesach is only recited on the first day, that's the full Hallel? It corresponds to the Lulav, which is taken for all 7 days. V'lama min kol elein milaye Hallel? Why did Chazal decree that one should sound the flute in these days of Hallel, and why during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Taninan shezeh lekitzan, vezeh lekitzan, vezeh chaviv, vezeh chaviv, v'talu chaviv v'chaviv. The answer is, because they are both performed at specific times, and they are both especially dear mitzvahs. Rabat Seres, Oymelai Helech Matzah Helech Chometz, a later Mishnah teaches that on Shavuos, that occurs on Shabbos, when there are both Lechem Haponim and Shtei Alechem to divide amongst the Kohanim, the distributor says to them, take Matzah, take leaven. It's Tani Tani, Helech Chometz Helech Matzah, a Brisa teaches that he said, take leaven, take Matzah. Mandam Helech Matzah, Shu Choviv, Mandam Helech Chometz, Shu Tadir. Mishnah that says matzah first, which is reference to the shtei alechem, is because it's dear. The baisa that says take leaven first, that's meaning the lechem upon him, that's because it's more frequent.